ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
I want to read with all of you a verse from the Bhagavad Gita. It's written there.
Želim pročitati za svima vama stih iz Bhagavad Gita zapisan na ploči.
Yeah, actually I want to 10-10.
Chcel som stvari 10-10.
So please just hear and repeat after me.
Môžeš slúšať i ponoviť za mnou.
Tesham
Tesham
Satata
Satata
Yoktanam
Yoktanam
Bhajatam
Bhajatam
Riti
Riti
Purvakam
Purvakam
Tadami
Tadami
Buddhi
Buddhi
Yogantam
Yogantam
Yena
Yena
Upayantite Tesham satata yuktanam
Tesham satata yuktanam
Bhajatam priti purvakam
Bhajatam priti purvakam
Dadami buddhi yogantam
Dadami buddhi yogantam
Yena mam upayantite
Yena mam upayantite
You can directly read the translation of the Prabhupada.
Milost. Onima koji me uvijek slože s ljubavlju, dajem razumijevanje, zahvaljujući kojem mogu doći meni. Smisao. U ovom stihu je veoma važna riječ Budi Jogan. Sjećamo se da je gospodin u drugom poglavlju rekao Arjuni da će ga poučiti putu Budi Joge, nakon što je govorio o raznim temama. Sada objašnjava Budi Jogu. Budi Joga je djelovanje u svjesnosti Krišne. To je najviša inteligencija. Budi znači inteligencija, a Joga mistične djelatnosti ili mistično uzdizanje. Kad se netko pokušava vratiti kući Bogu i potpuno se posveti predanom služenju u svjesnosti Krišne, njegovo se djelovanje naziva Budi Joga. Drugim riječima, Budi Joga je proces oslobađanja od zapletenosti u materijalni svijet. Krajnji je cilj napretka Krišna. Ljudi to ne znaju. Zato je važno društvo bhakta vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja. Trebamo znati da je cilj Krišna. S tim znanjem postupno ćemo napredovati i dostići krajnji cilj. Osoba koja zna cilj života, ali je vezana za plodove svojih djelatnosti, djeluje u karma jogi. Ako nalazi zadovoljstvo u umnoj spekulaciji kojom pokušava shvatiti Krišnu, znajući da je Krišna cilj, vjeruje u Gjana Jogi. Kad zna da je Krišna cilj i traga za Krišnom potpuno se posvećujući svjesnosti Krišne i predanom služenju, vjeruje u Bhakti Jogi, odnosno Budi Jogi, koja je potpuna yoga. Ta je potpuna yoga najviša savršena razina života. Netko može imati vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i biti privržen duhovnoj organizaciji, ali ako nema dovoljno inteligencije potrebne za napredovanje, Krišna ga u srcu poučava tako da bez poteškoća može na kraju doći k njemu. Preduvjet je da uvijek djeluje u svjesnosti Krišne i s ljubavlju i predanošću radi sve vrste službe. Treba raditi nešto za Krišnu s ljubavlju. Ako bhakta nema dovoljno inteligencije potrebne za napredovanje na putu samospoznaje, ali je iskren i posvećen predanom služenju, Gospodin mu pruža priliku da napreduje i na kraju dođe k njemu.
Namaum Vishnu Padaya
Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dhinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vajradhyade Shadhaine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In this verse we find something about the help which Krishna gives to his devotees who are engaged in searching for him.
U ovom stihu pronalazimo pomoć koju Krishna daje svojim baktama koji su zalažu u traženju i potrazi za njim.
When Krishna sees that the devotee searches for him,
kad Krishna vidi da bhakta za njim traga,
he gets some different types of help.
Daje mu različite vrste pomoći.
One help is that he sends devotees who can support him from outside.
A jedna vrsta pomoći je da mu šalje bhakte koji ga mogu podržati izvana.
When you are really crying for Krishna, then Krishna sends you devotees.
Kada istinu plaćate za Krishnom, onda vam Krishna pošalje bhakte.
Although I shouldn't speak about let me do it like this. I will dare to speak about something very personal to you.
Usudite se da vam pričam nešto veoma osobno.
At this moment, or yesterday, a devotee in Belgrade very sincerely cried to Krishna.
Jučer, bhakta u Beogradu je veoma iskreno plakao za Krishna.
And somehow, although I was in Sarajevo, I heard that cry.
I na neki način, iako sam bio u Sarajevu, čuo sam taj plač.
It was mystical for me.
To je za mene bilo mistično.
And I decided from Sarajevo to help that devotee.
I odlučio sam u Sarajevu da ću pomoći tom bhakti.
I gave a present.
Dao sam pokon.
The devotees from Serbia who will go back to Sarajevo today.
Postoje bhakti iz Srbije koji će ići u Sarajevo. I ja sam dao pokon.
I found out the email address of this devotee.
Saznao sam kompjuter adresu.
It's a young student who works in the Belgrade University.
Mladi student koji radi na univerzitetu.
I cannot explain how I became aware of this person. I only saw it in one time.
Ne mogu objasniti kako sam postao svjestan te osobe. To se desilo odjednom.
All of a sudden I heard from Krishna in the heart, Sashinandan Swami. Okay, yes, done. You must help this devotee at Belgrade.
Odjednom sam čuo, srcu Sashinandana Swami, da, moraš pomoći ovom bhakti u Belgrade.
I said, my dear Lord, I do not know this devotee.
Rekao sam, dragi gospodine, ja ne znam ovog bhakti.
No problem, you just tell him this.
Nema problema, samo mu reci ovo.
This is an example how Krishna, when you are really crying for him, gives you sense a devotee in your life.
To je primjer kako Krishna kad uistinu plaćate za njim, šalje vam bhakti.
Sometimes we complain, oh, my life is so dry, I feel like in a desert, although I'm in Split.
Ponekad se žalimo, oh, moj život je tako suh, osjećam se kao u pustini, iako sam u Splitu.
You're not crying enough for Krishna.
Ne plaćete dovoljno za Krishna.
Therefore Krishna doesn't send you devotees in your life with whom you can relate and who can help you.
Zato vam Krishna ne šalje bhakti u vaš život koji vam mogu pomoći i s kojom možete imati odnos.
To je praktikalni.
To je praktično.
Praktično, je. Krishna also sends you the spiritual scriptures.
Krishna vam također šalje duhovne spise.
You read, when you are really crying for Krishna or want to be in Krishna's contact, you read something in the spiritual scriptures and all of a sudden, from out of the scriptures, a deep concept touches your heart.
Kada recimo želite Krishnu, znači čitate nešto, onda čitate nešto iz svetih spisa i odjednom neka duboka poanta iz spisa virne duboko vaše srce.
Who has experienced this?
Tko je ovo doživio?
I also, I experienced
this. Ja sam također
da. Yesterday.
Jučer. U Sarajevo.
No. It is. So, a good question which we can ask is, why don't we cry to Krishna?
Dobro pitanje koje možemo pitati je, zašto ne plaćemo za Krishnu?
It is because we are often very attached to material things.
To je zato što smo često veoma vezani za materijalne stvari.
And we do not understand deep within us that Krishna consciousness is more pleasurable than material things.
I duboko unutar nas ne shvaćamo da je svjesnost Krishne mnogo više pruža uživanja nego materijalne stvari.
We cry for material things.
Mi plaćemo za materijalne stvari.
I want a husband.
Hoću muža.
I want a car.
Hoću auto.
I want success in career.
Hoću uspjeh u karijeri.
I want a nice swimming dress for swimming.
Hoću lijep dres za kupanje.
Yes.
Kupanje kosa.
In the scriptures we find out that there are different types of enjoyments.
U spisima nalazimo da postoje različite vrste uživanja.
On the lowest level of enjoyment are the things which can give you the lowest type of enjoyment.
Na najnižem nivou uživanja nalaze se stvari koje će vam dati najnižu vrstu uživanja.
It is said the lowest type of enjoyment comes from things which are related to the body.
Kaže se da najniža vrsta uživanja dolazi od stvari koje su u odnosu sa tijelom.
Like a new car.
Kao novo auto.
Or a new wristwatch.
Ili novi sat.
Or a new,
ručni sat.
Or a new dress for swimming.
Ili novi kupaći kostim.
These are the things which can give you the lowest type of enjoyment.
Ovo su stvari koje mogu dati najnižu vrstu uživanja.
A new pair of glasses.
Novi očale.
Yeah. So many new playthings.
Toliko mnogo novih stvari.
A little higher are those things which provide direct physical enjoyment, like strawberries and cream, for instance.
Malo iznad toga su stvari koje nam omogućuju direkt, neposredno čudno uživanje, kao, na primjer, jagode sa šlagom.
Or direct physical contact with the opposite sex.
Ili neposredan fizički kontakt sa suprotnim polom.
Or direct swimming in the ocean.
Ili neposredno plivanje u oceanu.
These direct physical things which your senses enjoy can give you 100 times more pleasure than just things related to the body.
Ove stvari vam mogu dati 100 puta veće uživanje nego stvari koje su u odnosu s tijelom.
100 times more pleasure than direct sense enjoyment.
A 100 puta veće uživanje od neposrednog čulnog uživanja.
You derive when you go deep into the soul.
Steknete kada uđete duboko u dušu.
This is called spiritual satisfaction or Atmananda.
To se zove duhovno zadovoljstvo ili Atmananda.
Please let us scientifically look at this.
Hajde možemo da sada znanstveno ovo pogledamo.
What is this increasing of enjoyment in principle?
Kakav je ovaj porast uživanja u svojoj suštini?
It has to do with going deeper.
On veze sa ulaženjem u dubinu.
First are the things related to the body, material things.
Prvo su materialne stvari, koje su u odnosu s tijelom.
Then is the direct sense enjoyment, which is much closer.
Zatim to je direktno čudno uživanje, koje je mnogo bliže.
And then finally is a direct enjoyment in the soul.
I konačno je direktno uživanje u duši.
You understand, it goes deeper.
Svačite, ide sve dublje.
Now the next, the 100 times
sada sljedeće,
more than Atmananda,
100 puta više uživanje od Atmanande,
is Brahmananda.
Je Brahmananda.
Where you become one with the great, let me say, spiritual effulgence of God.
Kada postanete jedno, recimo, sa velikim sjajem Gospodina.
And 1,000 times higher than Brahmananda.
A 1,000 puta više od Brahmanande
is Sevananda.
Yes, Sevananda.
Where you become related with Sri Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge.
Gdje nalazimo u odnos sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom Sri Krishnom, koji je potpun u vječnosti, znanju i blaženstvu.
Unless you experience bodily enjoyment,
Ukoliko ne kušate tjelesno uživanje,
that you feel well in your body, healthy, good sense gratification, you will always hanker after the little playthings which are outside. Unless you experience Atmananda, deep satisfaction within, you will always look for bodily sense
enjoyment.
Similarly, after, unless you experience Sevananda, the bliss in service to Krishna, you will always look for either Brahmananda, Atmananda, Dehananda, or whatever it is.
A ukoliko ne osjećamo blaženstvo u služenju Sevananda, onda ćemo tražiti zadovoljstvo bilo koje od ovih nižih zadovoljstva.
Deep inside, the truth of life is we want to be happy.
Duboko iznutra istina, životna istina je želimo biti sretni.
And ultimately we will go there or do that which makes us happy.
I konačno ćemo ići tamo i učiniti ono što nas čini sretni.
This is because ontologically, that means by our nature,
to je zbog naše prirode,
we are full of happiness.
Koja je puna sreća.
In this world, everything always goes to its natural state.
U ovom svijetu sve prirodno dolazi do svog prirodnog nivoa.
Water will always flow downwards because it's natural.
Voda će uvijek teći prema dole jer je to prirodno.
The sun will always rise because it's natural.
Sunce će uvijek izlaziti jer je to prirodno.
And you will always look for happiness because it's natural for you.
I vi ćete uvijek tražiti sreću jer je to prirodno za vas.
The only question is on what level will you search?
Jedino pitanje na kojem nivou ćemo tražiti sreću.
Will you search on the level where you just the playthings of this material world?
Da li ćemo tražiti samo igračkama ovom materijalnom svijetu?
Or will you go deep into the self?
Ili ćemo ući dublje u sebe?
Or will you go deep into the level of seva, service to Krishna?
Ili ćemo ući duboko na nivo seve, služenje Krishna?
Do you agree? So this brings now a deep existential question which we must deal with at this evening lecture. All this lecture is not sufficient, not good.
I ovo sad dovodi do jednog egzistencijalnog pitanja koje ćemo obraditi na današnjoj lekciji.
I'm already in the next sentence. How can we come on spiritual levels?
Kako možemo, pitanje, kako možemo doći do duhovnih nivoa?
On the spiritual level we can only come in contact with spiritual minded people.
Na duhovni nivo možemo doći samo u dodiru sa duhovnim ljudima.
In the heart of spiritual people there is a certain shakti or energy.
U srcu duhovno orientiranih ljudi postoji određena šakti, energija.
It is the kripa shakti, the mercy
energija milosti Gospodina.
By the mercy of Krishna, we who are so much attached to the material platform and material play toys can rise to the spiritual level.
Milošću Krišne, mi koji smo tako vezani za materijalne igračke i ta materijalni nivo, možemo biti uzdignuti na duhovni nivo.
This mercy of Krishna travels to us through devotees.
Ta milost Krišne putuje do nas kroz bhakte.
Everything which is valuable in this world travels in a certain way to us.
Sve što je dostupno u ovom svijetu putuje do nas na određen način.
The water, for instance, is traveling through the clouds and coming in this way to us.
Voda, na primjer, putuje kroz oblake i na taj način nam dolazi.
The mercy of God travels to us through devotees.
Milost Boga putuje do nas kroz bhakte.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Therefore, we must seek a good relationship with devotees.
Stoga moramo tražiti dobre odnose s bhaktama.
My dear audience,
moja draga publika,
I will ask you a question.
Pitat ću vas pitanje.
How can a person who is so much dependent on external perception,
kako osoba koja je toliko ovisna o izvanjskoj percepciji,
who is so much attached to sense enjoyment,
koja je tako strašno vezan za čulo uživanje,
who has a mind who always goes to the material world,
koji ima um koji uvijek ide u materijalni svijet,
how can he ever hope to make a connection with the spiritual world?
Kako se ta osoba ikada može nadati da će ostvariti povezanost s duhovnim svijetom?
Our attention goes to matter.
Naša pažnja odlazi na materiju.
Our senses go to matter.
Naša čula odlazi na materiju.
It is natural for the material mind and the material body to become attached to matter. Sorry.
Prirodno je za materijalno tijelo i um da postanu vezani za materiju.
How will we ever become attached to Krishna?
Kako ćemo ikada nikako postati vezani za Krishnu?
Will you follow Prida? This is a perplexing question.
Ovo je zbunjujuće pitanje.
The answer to this question is only by the mercy of Krishna can we become attracted to Krishna.
Odgovor na ovo pitanje, jedino milošću Krishne možemo postati privučeni.
And again, this mercy of Krishna travels to us like the waters travels to us through the clouds to the mercy of devotees.
I ponovo ta milost dolazi do nas kao što voda putuje kroz oblake, tako ta milost dolazi kroz bhakte.
Now I have good news for you.
Sad imam lijepe vijesti za vas.
By our nature, our spiritual nature, we are attracted to Krishna. It's not that we are not at all attracted to Krishna.
Po našoj prirodi, našoj duhovnoj prirodi, mi smo privučeni Krishna. Nije da mi nismo uopće privučeni Krishna.
The soul is attracted as natural to the God as an iron is attracted to a magnet.
Duša je tako prirodno privučena Bogom kao što je željezo privučeno magnetom.
But when the iron is very much covered by mud and by rust, that natural attraction is not manifest.
No, kada je željezo mnogo jako prikriveno sa ruzinom, onda ta privlačnost se neće manifestirati.
To say it more clearly, when we are so much covered by our senses and by our mind, in a material way, we cannot feel that attraction to Krishna.
Ili točnije, jasnije, kad su naša svjesnost prekrivena čulima, materijom, tada neće biti privučena Krishna.
This attraction to Krishna, let me say like this, this is our condition in the material world.
Naša privučenost Krishna je recimo ovako, to je naša usobenost, naše stanje u materijalnom svijetu.
We are covered by rust.
Mi smo prekriveni sa ružinom.
And by mud.
I sa blatom, uljem.
And therefore we don't feel that attraction.
I stoga ne osjećamo tu privlačnost za Krishna.
We are immobile.
Mi smo nepokretni.
Spiritually immobile.
Duhovno nepokretni.
Spiritual immobility means we don't become attracted to Krishna.
Duhovna nepokretnost znači ne postajemo privučeni Krishna.
Look in your heart.
Pogledajte na vaše srce.
Are you spiritual immobile?
Da li ste duhovno nepokretni?
Do you become attracted to Krishna?
Da li postajete privučeni Krishna?
If not, your life is stagnating.
Ako ne, vaš život stagnira.
You should say, I have enough of this material life.
Trebamo reći, imao sam dosta ovog materijalnog života.
I need to live.
Trebam živjeti.
I want ecstasy.
Hoću zanos.
I want love.
Hoću ljubav.
This is my nature.
To je moja priroda.
But now I'm covered so much with the mind and the senses who always keep me engaged with meaningful play things of this world.
Ali sad sam toliko privučen sa bezvrednim stvarima, igračkama iz ovog svijeta.
I will not tolerate this anymore.
Neću ga više tolerirati.
I will go to the merciful devotees.
Ići ću do milostivih bhakta.
I will request them to make a heart operation.
Zamolit ću ih da naprave tešku operaciju.
So that I can again become attracted.
Stoga da mogu ponovo postati privučen.
Let me give you an example from Shastra.
Dati ćemo primjer iz spisa.
It's a very moving example.
Vrlo divni primjer.
So it describes a sort of family drama.
Objaśniała vrstu porodicznej dramy.
The great personality Vyasadeva desired to have a son.
Wielka Licznost Vyasadeva je poželio imati syna.
In the Vedic scriptures, Śrīla Vyasadeva is described to be the literary incarnation of God.
U Vedskim spisima Vyasadeva je opisan kao literarna inkarnacija Boga.
His son became a very extraordinary personality. His name was
Shukadeva.
Shukadeva, you must know, was so self-realized, even within the womb of the mother, that he was not interested of the things of this world.
Shukadeva je bio toliko samospoznat da čak i unutar maternice svoje majke nije bio zainteresiran za ovaj svijet.
He had absolutely no attraction.
Nije, no, apsolutno nikakvu privlačnost.
Therefore, by his mystic potency, he declined to come out of the womb of his mother.
I stoga svojom mističnom moći je odlučio da ne izađe iz maternice majke.
For 16 years he stayed in the womb of the mother.
I 16 godina je ostao u maternici majke.
Totally immersed in what is called Atmananda, satisfaction in the self.
Potpuno apsorbiran u ono što se naziva Atmananda ili zadovoljstvo u jastvu u sebi.
In India you find such yogis still who live inside some sort of cave, a very narrow cave.
U Indiji možete još uvijek naći da jogi koji žive u veoma tjesnim pećinama.
They have never the desire to come out because they understand the play toys of this world cannot make them happy.
I nikada nemaju želju da izađu jer znaju da ih igračke ovog svijeta neće učiniti nikada sretnim.
Finally, Vyasadeva developed a very serious question. What is his son? He doesn't come out. I mean, 16 years is too long.
Konačno Vyasadeva je počeo se duboko pitati, što je ovo, moj sin već 16 godina ne izlazi van.
And what is about the mother?
A što je s majkom?
16
godina.
This is very difficult for the mother also.
Ovo je također veoma naporno za majku.
So Vyasadeva at that time knew only one person could convince his son to come out. That was Krishna, who lived in Dvaraka.
Vyasadeva znao postoji samo jedna osoba koja može pomoći u ovom trenutku, a to je Krishna koji živi u Dvaraki.
And so he sent for Krishna. Krishna came and he spoke to Shukadeva in the womb of the mother, come out.
I stoga je obratio se Krishna i Krishna je obratio se Shukadevi u maternici majke, rekao mu izađi van.
I promise you, you will not fall in Maya.
Obećam ti da nećeš pasti u Maya.
I will take care.
Ja ću se pobrinuti za tebe.
Then Shukadeva Goswami was born.
I tako Shukadeva Goswami je rođen.
After he was born, he immediately got up on his feet.
Nakon rođenja odmah je ustao na noge.
And started to walk to the Shumi.
I počeo hodati prema Shumi.
His father was going after him. Wait a minute, son.
Njegov otac je počeo trčati za njim. Čekaj, sine.
Where is our family life? But Shukadeva Goswami was in such a state of mind that the word son didn't create any psychological reaction in him. He was not identified with the body and therefore not with the family. It's just like in a case of a devotee who does not identify with his name any longer.
Kao slučaj bhakte koji se više ne poistovjećuje sa svojim imenom.
People call him by his name, but there's no reaction.
Ljudi ga zovu po imenu, ali nema reakcije.
I had this when I came back to Hamburg and old friends called me by my passport name.
Bio sam imao spoznao u Njemačkoj, u Hamburgu, kad su me moji prijatelji zvali prema mom imenu, putovnici.
I did not react.
Nisam reagirao.
Sometimes this is a problem when I pass borders and the people ask, where is Thorsten?
Kad je to problem, kad prilazim granicu, ljudi pitaju gdje je Torsten.
And I stare in their face without a reaction.
Ja gunim njihovo lice bez reakcije.
Who you are this? Oh, yes, yes, thank you. So Shukadev could not find any recognition in his mind when his father called him son.
Tako Shukadeva nije mogao nikako po svom mogu prepoznati kad ga je njegov otac zvao sine.
He was a self-realized soul.
Bio je samo spoznata duša.
He understood I'm an eternal soul.
Shvaćao, ja sam vječna duša.
And he had great atmananda, pleasure in the self.
Imao je veliku atmanandu, zadovoljstvo u sebi.
It is described that Shukadeva Goswami passed by a lake where young ladies were just bathing without cloth.
Opisano je da je Shukadeva Goswami gol prolazio pokraj jezera gdje su se također kupali gole mlade djevojke.
The ladies who were naked looked at him and they understood, oh, he is not from this world, and they just continued to splash water on each other.
Djevojke koje su se tu kupale gole su jednostavno vidjeli, oh, ovo nije iz ovog svijeta, i nastavili su se
zabavljati. A little later the saint Vyasadeva, who ran after his son, came by.
Malo nakon toga svetac Vyasadeva koji trčao za svojim sinom je došao.
He was an elderly gentleman.
On je bio stariji gospodin.
Immediately the young ladies covered themselves.
Mlade dame su odmah pokrile svoje tijelo.
Vyasadeva said, what is going on with you? When my young son, who is in the age where a relationship would make sense, comes by, you are not even noticing him, and when I come, you dress as if I have any interest in any relationship with you.
Što se uzbiva? Kad je moj sin prolazi koji je u godinama koje su prirodne za razvijanje odnosa prošao, niste uopće reagirali. A sad kada ja prolazim koji sam mnogo stariji, odmah tako reagirate. Što je problem?
The women were just smiling at him.
Žene su se jednostavno smijali.
Because they were in their field of expertise.
Jer su bile na polju svoje ekspertnosti.
A woman has an almost magical sense of intuition to understand the mind of a man.
Žene imaju
who's interested or not interested.
Magičnu intuiciju za osjetiti da li čovjek zainteresiran ili nije.
This is a special gift given by them to the Lord, by the Lord.
To je poseban dar koji im je dat od strane Gospodina.
He said, well, you are still on the bodily platform. Therefore you are calling son. There's only one father and we are all his children.
Prosto je samo jedan otac, mi smo svi njegova djeca.
You and the illusion that you are a father and someone is your child.
Ti si u iluziji da si ti otac i da je netko tvoj sin.
You are not on the same spiritual platform as your son.
Ti nisi na istom duhovnom nivou kao tvoj sin.
Therefore,
se moramo pokriti.
Yes, so then Vyasadeva was shocked.
Vyasadeva bio šokiran.
His son had left him.
Sam sin je napustio.
And the ladies told him something which was true.
I dame su mu rekli nešto što je bilo istina.
He went back to his ashram.
Vratio se u svoj ashram.
A little later,
i malo nakon toga,
he received unusual guests.
Primio je vrlo neobične goste.
These guests were woodcutters.
Ti gosti su bili rezači drva.
And they came to him because they had seen his son Shukadeva Goswami hiding behind the trees.
I došli su jer su vidjeli njegovog sina Shukadevu kako se krije iza stabala.
When they had come into the forest to do their work of woodcutting,
i kad su došli u šumu da bi obavili svoj posao,
they stumbled upon Shukadeva.
Zabunili su se u Shukadevu.
And they said, they felt, he was like a god.
I kažu da je bio poput duha.
He was sitting there meditating.
Sedio je, meditirao.
And so much light was coming from his person.
I toliko svjetla dolazilo iz njegove osobe.
We cannot go in this forest any longer.
Выше, если свыше, мы не можем идти у шума.
There's a ghost.
Просто дух.
And we cannot do our prayer.
И нам нужно вышить наш посыл.
What can we do?
Что нам?
Then Vyasadeva understood. My son.
Тогда Vyasadeva схватил.
And he made a trick.
То мой сын. И смысл трик.
He said to the Vatthatas, I will teach you a mantra.
И река тем результатом стала, да, чертовски важно.
How you can solve this ghost problem?
Помните, ваша мантра, как она решит эту проблему духа?
You just say this mantra.
Сам кажет эту мантру.
And you will see something will happen with this unusual personality.
И вы видите, да, ты сильно что дальше ты с этим необычным особом.
Then. The Vatthatas went into the forest. In Krishna consciousness, you know, this is one example for faith. Krishna will manifest.
Ali ima vjeru da kada se nađe s Bhaktama, svjesno se Krishna, Krishna će se ispoliti.
I have so many examples of devotees who have this faith and who are very happy in their Krishna consciousness.
Znam mnogo primjera bhakti koji imaju ovu vjeru i koji su vrlo sretni u svom životu svjesnosti Krishna.
They are very young devotees.
Oni su vrlo mladi bhakti.
But if a Krishna manifests,
ali Krishna se manifestira.
I just received a letter from a disc jockey.
Upravo sam primio pismo iz autodisco jockeya.
Who has great faith in the holy names of Krishna.
Koji ima veliku vjeru u svete imena Krishna.
He wrote me that he does, you know, there is a new style of disc jockey. You somehow have two records and then you turn them around and give something new. You need some new sound. Yeah, right?
DJ.
DJ. Some new creation from two records.
Ima neki ploče koje struže, on znaš kad rap.
Ima neki novi sistem kako glasbo.
Yes, one music, house music.
Ima jednu kuću.
And then another Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna.
Ima ima kako Prabhupada.
Chung 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 chung.
Hare Krishna.
You become awakened.
It's
a very relevant subject, I see.
So he has this faith
that just by Prabhupada's voice, great happiness is coming.
On ima vjeru da jednostavno s pomoću Prabhupadovog glasa dolazi do velike sreće.
He is a very well-known DJ.
I vrlo je poznat DJ.
And many people come by his DJ art history. I cannot tell you how it exactly goes, but you know better than me. They come to Krishna consciousness.
Mnogi ljudi iz te umjetnosti DJ, vi znate mnogo bolje nego ja, dolaze do svjesnosti Krishna.
He just has faith that if he starts the machine of Krishna consciousness, it will work.
On jednostavno ima vjeru da ako pokrene stroj svjesnosti Krishna, da će funkcionirati.
And it works.
I djeluje.
We should also have this faith.
Mi također trebamo imati ovu vjeru.
By doing certain practices in Krishna consciousness.
Vršeći različite prakse u svjesnosti Krishna.
Krishna will be attracted.
Krishna će biti privučen.
And we don't need sannyasis for that.
Zato ne trebamo sannyasi.
It's very nice if we can get these highly elevated souls.
Mnogo lijepo ako možemo dobiti tako visoko uzvišene duše.
But everyone can start the car, not only a sannyasi.
Ali svatko može pokrenuti auto, ne samo sannyasi.
But a little faith is necessary.
Ali malo vjere je neophodno.
Yes,
please. I really do have a question, but my mom is telling me, oh, maybe Satchinandana Swami is not in the mood to give you the answer, because when you were in Pula, in camp,
yeah.
You were talking about three reasons why is Krishna black, And the first reason was because he was born at night, and the second reason was because he was drinking the milk from the black cow.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, and the third reason, oh, you don't want to know the third reason.
Yeah.
But I would really like to know. And I think that many devotees here would also like to know the third reason.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I tried to.
Please speak in
Imam pitanje, a to je kada ste u Puli, kad smo bili na kampu, govorili o razlozima zbog čega je Krišna crn, govorili ste da su tu tri razloga. Prvi je zato jer je rođen po noći, drugi je zato jer je pio mlijeko od crne krave, a za treći ste rekli da nas ne zanima, pa eto, mene zanima kad treći je. I mislim da mnoge bakte i ljude ovdje zanima taj treći razlog, pa eto.
Krishna is black because he always resides in the eyes of the gopis who have a black carillon here.
Krishna je crn jer uvijek prebiva u očima gopija koje imaju crnu pomasu okolo.
Some special shminki.
Neka posebna vrst šminki koja je jako zdrava za te kapke.
When the gopis look at Krishna,
kada gopije pogledaju Krishnu,
he is reflected in their eyes.
On se odražava u njihovim očima.
And therefore he is good. This is of course on a very, let us say, a very high spiritual level. The whole spiritual manifestation of Krishna's Leela is, how do you say, inconceivable for the material mind. And we are therefore a little careful to speak about these things, because material you make material comparisons.
I stoga sam malo pažljiv kad govorimo o ovim stvarima, radimo materijalne usporedbe.
That dimension is so high.
Ta dimenzija je toliko uzvišena.
It is so holy.
I toliko sveta.
It is so extremely important.
I toliko ekstremno važno.
That we usually don't talk at length about it, so that we don't make any misunderstanding about this.
Da obično ne govorimo dugo o tome, da ne bi stvorili kakva kriva razumijevanja u vezi toga.
Once Srila Prabhupada was requested to speak about the Rasa Lila.
Jednom su Srila Prabhupada se molili da govori o Rasa Lili.
And he said, no, you will misunderstand.
On je rekao, ne, krivo ćete me shvatiti.
You will think it is the ordinary affairs of men and women in this world.
Mislit ćete da su to obične afere između muškaraca i žena u ovom svijetu.
This way you will make a offense against Krishna.
Na ovaj način ćete počiniti uvredu Krishna.
How will you explain a material person these high spiritual concepts? He can't understand.
Kako ćete objasniti materialističke osobe tako uzvišene duhovne koncepte?
Prabhupada used to tell us a story.
Jednom nam je Prabhupada obećavao reći priču.
He said, once there was a man who never had eaten a jackfruit, and he asked his friend, please explain to me how a jackfruit tastes.
Čovjek koji nikada nije okusio jackfruit. I onda je pitao svoje prijatelje, recite mi kako je okus jackfruita.
His friend said, you have to eat it. It's impossible to explain it.
I prijatelj mi rekao, moraš ga jesti, nemoguće je to objasniti.
But again and again the friend said, no, please, just try to explain.
I ponovo i ponovo oni mele, pokušaj mi objasniti, molim te.
And finally the man who knew the taste of a jackfruit gave the following explanation.
I konačno je čovjek koji zna okus jackfruita dao sljedeće objašnjenje.
Imagine you pour sugar cane through the beard of a Muslim. This is how a jackfruit tastes.
Zamisli da sok od šećerne trske praliješ po bradi muslimana. Tako, takav je okus.
No, it is very difficult to do you know now how a jackfruit tastes?
No, je teško. Da li tada znate kakav je okus jackfruita?
Not possible.
Nije moguće.
So these spiritual discussions about Krishna, his personal leelas, must be kept very privately.
Tako se ti duhovni razgovori o Krišni trebaju držati veoma privatni.
They are the treasure of the devotees.
Oni su blago bhakta.
And those who are mature and very interested in Krishna, they deserve to hear them.
Oni koji su veoma zreli, željni Krišne, oni su dostani da ih čuju.
I think you are such a person.
Mislim da ste vi takvi.
Therefore today I have given this explanation.
I stoga sam danas dao ovo objašnjenje.
There are many other explanations.
Ali to su i druga objašnjenja.
But I would have to think for a while first.
Ali to je uvijek malo misliti, da razmišljati.
Is Shashika here? Yes, here. I wanted to ask Shashika to sing with us a little bhajan.
Would
you be willing to do?
Pjeva malo bhajan.
Shashika comes from Mumbai, India.
Shashika nam dolazi iz Mumbai, India.
Since he has to come to you. Our little evening by a little bhajan, and then Venugopal will make an announcement. Please put the. Thank you very much, Mahajwala. You were very good translator.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. You're going to be fine.
Hare Krishna. Hvala sad ćemo sami za divnu lekciju. Malo ćemo vas obavijestiti o programu kako će biti dok je sačinjava sam ne ode. Sutra jutro u 10 sati do 14 vas pozivamo sve da dođete u Harinan, u Marmontovu ulicu. To je ona najprometnija ulica u gradu. I tamo će biti Mahadžvala Prabhu i ekipa. Će pijevati Slava Svetog imena. I sutra nećemo ovdje imati program, ćemo dozvoliti malo našem gostu da se odmori, a prijek sutra vas sve pozivamo da dođete u 18 sati u Depadans, u gradsku salu u Depadansu, gdje će biti, znači u nedjelju, javni program. Povezite svoje prijatelje, svoje rođake, ljude koje mislite da bi mogli zanimati svjesnost Krišne. I očekuje nas velika zabava. I onda ponedjeljak, znači dan nakon nedjelje, ćemo u hotelu Bellevue, na, čini mi se da je to na četvrtom katu, na najvišem katu, u sali ćemo imati također program sa malo više ljudi, znači sa onim ljudima koji su isto više zainteresirani nakon programa da se više druži sa Bhaktima Thakura. Sad će nam sami će dati isto lekciju. I onda ćemo ujutro, utorak ujutro, ispratiti naše goste na avion. A subota je rezervirana za malo odmora, pošto se sad vam sami ima jako, jako dugu turneju i malo ćemo ga ukrasti od vas. Tako da u subotu ovdje nećemo imati program, ali u nedjelju vas pozivamo da dođete. U Bellevue isto u 6. Svi programi su znači u 6. U nedjelju u 6, u Bellevue isto u 6. Hare Krishna.
Do you as a stay here or do you stay in the Lucky Noach! But you can stay in.